This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on our various social media channels, such as Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, to follow our programming accordingly. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Glenn Villacios, a board-certified plastic surgeon from Beverly Hills, California, who's considered a world-class expert in filler technique and laser surfacing, as well as recognized as a top-rated surgeon performing facelifts, breast augmentations, Brazilian butt lifts, and much more. Dr. Villacios, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today here on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
Doing great. Good to have you with us. Thanks for taking out a moment. I'm sure you're always busy, but wanted to hit on a couple of questions for you, see if we can inform our listeners. So first of all, what is the most common reason people come into your practice? Tell us about that.
Well, most patients come to me wanting to preserve their youth by minimizing the effects of aging. And unfortunately, one of the biggest issues for most men and women as they age is the quality and texture of their skin dramatically decreases, not to mention that the areas where aging is typically first noticed are those that you typically can't cover up that well, and I'm talking about your face and neck.
So what are those classic signs of an aging face or neck?
So there's a few hallmarks of facial senescence or aging of the face and neck, and that includes what's commonly referred to as the three Ds, which are skin deterioration. And by that I mean that the skin is compromised of thinner skin over time and loss of organized skin, and that results in loose skin or lax skin and excess wrinkles. The next thing would be deflation or loss of volume, which is noted when most commonly noted in the mid-face and in the temple regions in females. And the last would be descent of facial soft tissue due to gravitational effects, and that culminates and such things as pure trough deformities, prominent nasolabial folds, and marionette lines, just to name a few.
Interesting. And what treatment do you recommend to your patients with these types of issues?
Well, there's a number of ways to treat the appearance of an aging face. Now, as we know, the gold standard for sagging aged skin would be a facelift and neck lift. And in my practice, that's combined with fat transfer. And then we use complementary procedures to address the quality and texture of the skin, and that can include anything from microneedling to fractional laser resurfacing. But the current trend in aesthetic medicine has really moved towards that of minimally invasive procedures. And with that, over the last decade, we've seen several advancements in the field. An example would be the explosion of injectable fillers market, which has really came into play about a decade ago with collagen, and more recently with products such as Juvederm, and especially in the early stages of aging, these products can act as excellent filling devices for fine lines, for wrinkles. They can soften hollowing around the eyes and temples. They can plump the lips, and to an extent, they can even create a lift effect in the midface. But without question, these fillers have limitations, and unfortunately, their utility is frequently overextended as an indirect effect of the prevailing sentiment of cultural standards of beauty, leading to like disbalanced and overfilled looks. And interesting and ironically, when overdone, these fillers can actually accentuate aging, which is what we're trying to prevent in the first place. But there are alternatives. One would be the mint lift, which produces an intermediate term lift. And when selectively used with fillers and neurotoxins such as Botox and a skin tightening procedure such as Ulthera and lasering, they can produce fairly extraordinary results with minimal downtime and, more importantly, without the need for a surgical blade or a general anesthetic.
Now, you just mentioned the mint lift procedure. What is the mint lift and how does this work?
Okay, so mint lift stands for minimally invasive non-surgical thread lift. And it's specifically designed to address mid-facial and jawline descent that happens over time as we get older. Mint itself is a biodegradable thread made from an FDA-approved raw material known as PDS. And we've known PDS for a long time. It's actually a suture material that we use in the OR every day, so it's fairly well understood in terms of how it works and how long it lasts. And it provides a natural result by instantly repositioning the face, the soft facial soft tissue to a more youthful position, much like a facelift would do. And additionally, it promotes neocollagenesis or collagen stimulation, and as a result, the patient gains greater facial elasticity over time. It's currently in the process of attaining FDA approval, but I anticipate it won't be long before it gains acceptance by the FDA.
Today we are speaking with Dr. Glenn Viasio, board-certified plastic surgeon out of Beverly Hills, California, today here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Viasio, why would anyone choose the Mint Lift procedure over a traditional facelift? Touch on that, if you would.
Well, there's several reasons. First and foremost, the Mint Lift procedure requires no incision sites, therefore it doesn't leave a scar to any discernible degree, and the patient can return to their daily life immediately following the procedure, hence the coined term lunchtime facelift that's thrown around quite a bit in the community. And additionally, the procedure can be performed without a general anesthetic, which is a pretty big value add to a lot of people. And in terms of cost, it's extremely attractive to most patients because it's relatively inexpensive compared to a conventional facelift. And another advantage of the Mint Lift is that these threads dissolve over time in the body over the course of several months, so they leave no visible trace of a scar or long-standing effects.
And what is the procedure process? If you could just give us an overview of that, and always the concern is it safe or not?
Sure. Well, the procedure is pretty straightforward. The patient is marked in the marking room, and then a determination is made as to how many threads will be required and in which vector they would be placed in order to achieve an optimal lift. Next, the patient would be brought into the procedure room and the face is cleansed and prepped, much like a facelift patient would be. And the face is then numbed with local anesthetic and the threads are inserted into strategic positions with the use of a cannula, which is used to minimize bruising and it marginalizes pain in most cases. The procedure entirety takes about an hour overall, and it's fairly very well tolerated by most patients.
Of course, it always sounds too good to be true. Are there any risks here using or implementing the Mint Lift procedure?
Sure. While there are some risks, their occurrence is pretty rare, and it's comparable to that of injectable fillers. That would include bruising, a very low risk of infection, dimpling, which usually resides within 1 week's time, and there is a very small risk of facial nerve injury that warrants mentioning, but again, it's highly unlikely that would happen, and the risk profile for that would be comparable to a facelift, I would say.
Certainly appreciate all the helpful information in all regards. Lastly, how much does the Mint Lift procedure cost? What is the price range there?
Our non-surgical facelift pricing depends really on the overall treatment plan. The threading alone runs in the neighborhood of $2,000 to $2,500. However, we typically recommend adding fillers, Botox, and some sort of skin tightening procedure like Ulthera or microneedling, along with laser resurfacing in order to achieve the most dramatic results. But the bundled packages are designed with really attractive price points, and ultimately we want to produce the best possible longest lasting result, and that usually requires a multifaceted approach.
Dr. Viasio, where can listeners be in touch and where can they get more information about your practice?
Sure, they can go to my website, which is drviasios.com. That's drvalleciallos.com. You can also follow us on Instagram, and that's at Dr. Viasios, and you can find a lot of before and afters there. And or you can call our office. Our office number is 310-273-3007, and there's always someone available to answer questions Monday through Friday.
Well, very good. Well, Dr. Viasios, we certainly do appreciate your time today and for the valuable information on the Mint Lift procedure, and look forward to another conversation right here on eHealth Radio. Have a great rest of your day.
Excellent. Thank you.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Dr. Glenn Viasils, a board-certified plastic surgeon from Beverly Hills, who's considered a world-class expert in filler technique and laser surfacing, as well as recognized as a top-rated surgeon performing facelifts, breast augmentations, Brazilian butt lifts, and much more. And the website of reference, once again, is drviasils.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.